At first, the idea sounds almost absurd. Create a public space where drug addicts can come in, shoot heroin, cocaine, or morphine, and then leave with absolutely no fear of arrest. But this is a very real idea being considered today by the San Francisco Department of Public Health. The thinking goes that if you create a supervised facility for drug users that offers clean needles, it would decrease drug overdoses and help prevent the spread of HIV and hepatitis C. Outside the U.S., there are already 65 of these injection centers, including one program called Insight in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're joined now by Dr. Thomas Kerr. He's the lead scientist there. Dr. Kerr, could you start off by describing your center? How does the program work?
Well, people come to the facility. They bring their own drugs, so they're pre-obtained. And when they come into the center, they have to register and agree to a number of rules. And when their time comes, they're called into a very tightly controlled, locked injecting room. They're given the materials they need to inject in a sterile fashion. They are able to sit at a stainless steel counter and perform their injection while being supervised by a nurse who ensures that they're injecting in the least harmful way possible. When they complete their injection, they can then go to another area to kind of wait and relax. And this is also where the addiction counselor is located to help people access addiction treatment and other forms of health and social support.
It seems astounding to me, based on everything that we kind of think of about drug addicts, that anyone would come in and go through all of those steps. Do people actually come in and make use of this?
The place is really overrun. This facility is not for everyone. It serves predominantly people who are homeless and who would otherwise be injecting in public. And when given an opportunity to inject in a more sterile fashion, away from potential confrontations with police and other street predators, they will choose this kind of environment.
Your program's been in operation now since 2003. Has there been a decrease in HIV and hepatitis C?
You know, any scientist listening will know that to determine the impact of a small program on population-level rates of HIV infection, that takes years. But while one is waiting to answer that question, what we typically do is look at, well, is the site having an impact on the behaviors that lead to HIV infection? So in our case, we studied whether the site was having an impact on syringe sharing rates. And what we found was people who use the site on a frequent basis are 70% less likely to report syringe sharing than those who do not.
It seems that you could very well argue that by allowing users to come in and inject these drugs without any fear of being thrown into jail is really enabling their addictions.
We now have data on this showing that there's actually been a 33% increase in the rate of detoxification program use since the site opened. So the advantage of the injection facility is that it provides an opportunity to have a more sustained contact with people and provide them with referrals to appropriate services. When they use this facility, it's very different than when they inject in public. When they inject in public, they inject very quickly. They inject all the drugs they have on them so that they get them in them before they have run into the police. In the facility, they're actually able to do the things that help reduce the risk of overdose.
I'm curious how the law enforcement in Vancouver feels about all of this. I would imagine that it might drive them somewhat crazy, the drug enforcement officers knowing that there are people using drugs and there's no repercussion for it.
Certainly there initially was some opposition to this type of initiative. What we do know is that a number of police officers are actually referring people to the site. And most recently, when we had to apply for an extension of the facility, the chief of the Vancouver Police wrote a letter supporting the extension.
Dr. Thomas Kerr is principal investigator at Insight and a research scientist at the British Columbia Center for Excellence in HIV/AIDS. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.